I've listed the scriptures I'm going to reference tonight on both sides of the board for you guys to look at if you'd like to open your Bibles during my talk. When Paul and Barnabas returned to the cities that he established on his first missionary journey, he warned them to be prepared to suffer. Acts 14:21-22 reads, "They preached the gospel in that city and won a large number of disciples. Then they returned to Lystra, Iconium, and Antioch, strengthening the disciples and encouraging them to remain true to the faith. We must go through many hardships to enter the kingdom of God." Having obeyed the gospel, we are on our way to heaven. But as Paul said, that it may be only through many tribulations that we will enter the kingdom of God. So when and if hardship comes, we shouldn't be surprised. We have been warned. Jesus also warned us of this in Matthew 7:13-14. He said, "Enter through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many enter through it. But small is the gate and narrow the road that leads to life, and only a few find it." Why do you think that Jesus made this kind of a statement? Could it be that when the way becomes difficult, or hardship enters our life, that we sometimes take the easy road, which is sometimes not the right road? How do you handle tribulations in your life? Is it a poor me? Is it anger? Is it depression? Is it frustration? Do you get frightened? I haven't always handled tribulations with a proper Christian attitude. How about you? After those failures, I've tried to learn from them and believe that is the key to living a Christ-like life. I had a disagreement with a person not too long ago that believes that once you become a Christian, that you become perfect. I believe that our goal as a Christian, but I believe that is our goal as a Christian, but I also believe that there aren't many, too many of us that are perfect. The closest I've come to perfection in my life is when I was coaching Michael's Little League team years ago. When he was 12 years old and we won every game. We were about halfway through the season. I started talking to that team, talking to them about going undefeated, being perfect. The year before, we had lost one game, and we weren't perfect. Even 11 and 12-year-old kids understand the concept of perfection and how difficult it is to attain. Difficult as it may be, perfection is what we all strive for or should. Government-wise, as a Christian, we have it extremely easy in this country. Do you ever think about how you would handle the threats and slaughter we see and hear about on the news? I hope and pray that I would have the courage that if I was threatened and facing death, I'd still be able to say, "I believe that Jesus is the Son of God." I hope and pray that never happens in this country, but in other parts of the world, this continues to happen and continues to occur, and I let us never forget that we are so blessed to live in this country. We shouldn't expect life as a Christian, at least in this world, marred as it is by sin, to be anything other than difficult. That doesn't mean there won't be those times free of pain and struggle. What it does mean is that we should guard against unexpected or unrealistic expectations. Peter wrote in 1 Peter 4:12-13, "Dear friends, do not be surprised at the fiery ordeal that has come on you to test you as though something strange were happening to you. But rejoice inasmuch as you participate in the sufferings of Christ, so that you may be overjoyed when his glory is revealed." When we defy difficulty and remain faithful to Christ, we place ourselves in great company of saints. Many thousands of God's faithful people in days gone by have done the same thing. When we choose to endure, we do exactly what they did, and they are cheering us on, so to speak. Hebrews 12:1 says, "Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and then the sin that so easily entangles. And let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us." It is an honor as a Christian to be among these people and a privilege to be their comrades. Let us determine that we will join them in heaven. If you haven't yet enlisted in God's army, now is an excellent time to join. If you would, please stand as we sing a song of invitation.